Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Nell dribbles into a three, top of the key, and he knocks it down.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Khalifa open for three. That's
yes!
Good! Ali for three!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's meet today's starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the Texas Tech Red Raiders, ranked 25th nationally, the four seed in this tournament, starting at the point, number six, Joe Toussaint, 6'1", 190, a senior from the Bronx, New York, transfer from West Virginia and Iowa. At the two, number two, Pop Isaac, 6'2", 180, sophomore from Las Vegas, Nevada. At the three, number 24, Kerwin Walton, 6'5", 210, senior from Hopkins, Minnesota, transfer from North Carolina. At the four, number five, Darion Williams, 6'6", 225, a sophomore from Sacramento and a transfer from the University of Nevada. At the five, no, not Warren Washington, number 25, Robert Jennings, 6'7", 230, sophomore from DeSoto, Texas. The head coach of the Red Raiders is Grant McCaslin, first year in Lubbock, 10th year overall, 22-9 this year, 233-98 overall. Those are the Red Raiders. Now, Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 30, Dallin Hall, the 6'4", sophomore out of Plain City, Utah. That's two, number 20, Spencer Johnson, the senior from AF, Utah. Your three man is number 21, Trevin Nell, the junior from North Salt Lake. Your four is zero, Noah Waterman, the 6'11 senior from Savannah, New York. And at the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 50, Ali Khalifa, 6'11, 270 junior out of Alexandria, Egypt. That's your starting five for the 23-9 Cougars. 4-0 on neutral courts.
Yeah.
And so that bodes well. But coached by Mark Pope in season five, looking to extend those win numbers. Already impressive at 23, Greg, but hopefully more to come.
BYU and Texas Tech squaring up for the second time. And it was 8 weeks ago that they last played in Lubbock. And that was a game BYU led by 17 in the first half, by 16 at halftime. But 8 minutes into the second half, it was a whole new ball game, and Texas Tech came back for the W.
Came out on fire in the first half, but only 3 of 19 from 3 in the second half. And Pop Isaacs went off. Obviously, your number one defensive item is everyone knowing where Pop Isaacs is. You don't want him to go off on you again. You just want to make sure you're on the catch, you're there with him and covering him well. He's a handful.
Those career-high 32 points against BYU in Lubbock, and he added 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Comes into this game on 4 consecutive games with double-figure scoring. We are delayed to start the game. They had to bring out a ladder to adjust a camera atop the shot clock. And so tip time was to have occurred about 45 seconds ago. And this thing is down to the second here at the Big 12 tournament. So it's not normal that they have a late tip, but they have a late tip here because of the adjustment atop the score clock. And so I think they've got it taken care of. The ladders being disassembled, and we're ready to get underway. BYU in the royal blues with white, and Texas Tech in the whites with black and red.
It looks nice. I mean, those are good color combinations here.
Quite the opposite look Texas Tech gives you from UCF with all that length. The starting center for the Red Raiders today is 6'7".
Yeah, really unusual. They're going to have to double boost as they win the tip, but that'll come later when Foose checks in.
Jennings out jumps Noah Waterman for the tap, and Texas Tech will take it back to front, left to right, as we see it and you hear it here in half number one. Jennings hands off to Toussaint. Toussaint at the free throw line, high to Isaacs. Isaacs playing with highlighter green shoes with this red, white, and black uniform. Jumper from Toussaint is good to open the scoring. Toussaint just outside the free throw line straight away. Takes an uncontested jumper and knocks it down. 2-0 Red Raiders, 30 seconds in.
They did have a lot of little 15-foot jumpers in that game in the second half.
The cutter, Spencer Johnson, takes a Khalifa pass beneath the basket left. Out to Ali for three in the lead. Looks off, and it is off. And the rebound to Kerwin Walton.
Never got that right in his hands.
Dribble handoff to Isaacs on the wing right side. Jumps it over Dallin Hall. Looks good, is good. 5-0 Texas Tech. And Pop Isaacs likes playing BYU. 32 in Lubbock, and that was pure. And it's already 5-0 to Texas Tech 1 minute in.
So much for teams having to get used to the rims. Texas Tech's first couple shots look really good.
Khalifa, another open three. Better. Same spot. This one's in and out. So BYU 0 for 2 from deep. And the Red Raiders look to increase a 5-0 lead early. Trevin Nell went for the steal of Darion Williams, and they called a foul on Nell in the attempt to reach in. So BYU picks up a foul, down 5-0 in the first 1 minute 17 seconds. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Referee Jerry Pollard having a word with Darion Williams on the sideline. By the way, Pollard, Jeff Hartness, and Chris Merlo are the referees today. Texas Tech strong start. BYU was up 14-0 to lead UCF yesterday. 5-0 Red Raiders early. From the left corner, Kerwin Walton. Little backdoor reverse lay-in score, 7-0. Robert Jennings converts, and it's all Texas Tech early in the first 90 seconds.
Maybe you find something other than a Khalifa three on this possession.
Khalifa missed his first two threes from the left wing. Spencer Johnson baseline to Khalifa mid-alley left out to Dallin Hall. He'll drive past Isaacs, get KO to Nell for three, and that's no good. And BYU's off to an 0 for 3 shooting start from three, all from the same spot on the floor. And Trevin Nell had a couple threes yesterday. He's made threes in five consecutive games, coming in two today. 17:55 to play till halftime. Red Raiders go for a double-digit lead on this possession to start the game. Toussaint will cross it over, run to the lane, hand off, and Jennings goes for the dunk, but he's fouled on the way up. Another guard foul for BYU, and Dallin Hall, who had two fouls and missed most of the first half yesterday, has a foul in the first 2.5 minutes here today, and it'll be free throws here for a 9-0 lead.
Like a pretty clean block from Dallin coming from behind, but a good foul nonetheless. That would have been a dunk, and so they'll have to earn it at the free throw line.
69% free throw shooter is Jennings. Knocks that down. He's got three already, and he has scored eight or fewer in six consecutive games coming in two today.
At some point, the Red Raiders will have to miss a shot of some kind.
Hasn't happened yet. 3 for 3 from the field, 2 for 2 from the stripe, and Texas Tech doing to BYU what BYU did to UCF yesterday. 9-0 Red Raiders. Waterman bobbles at the top of the key. Didn't play the game in Lubbock. He missed due to a concussion. Hall straight away, Khalifa. BYU getting nothing at the rim early. Johnson backs up to the top of the arc. Right wing, Waterman. Short corner right to Khalifa. Turns on Jennings. The back down, Khalifa on a rare post up.
Nice.
Nicely done. A little flip off the window, and the Cougs are on the board. 2 minutes and 45 seconds in. 9-2 Texas Tech. As Ali, we can count on one hand, I think, the number of post-up scores Ali's had this year.
Yeah, well, he's big, and he can move you down. He just backed down, and he's got a nice spin baseline move.
Under 17 to play here in the first half. 7-point Red Raider lead. BYU has not lead. It's led. It's 9-2. Darion Williams on the arc right side. Texas Tech is not a deep team. BYU much deeper, much more production off the bench. A drive and kick, corner three left side is good. Chance McMillan has checked in and gives Texas Tech a 10-point lead, 12-2. Spencer Johnson is picked on the baseline, fouled on the baseline by Joe Toussaint. It is all Red Raiders. Texas Tech has not missed a shot. 2 for 2 inside the arc, 2 for 2 outside the arc, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It's 12-2 Red Raiders.
Hey, it's a bizarre world, deja vu for me watching BYU on this end of the court do that yesterday, and now it's Texas Tech's turn.
Waterman, a little short lob pass to Ali Khalifa, mid-alley right. Again, a back down on Jennings, gets to the middle on him, two big bodies, a little behind the back flip by Khalifa to Johnson, who banks and misses at the window. Little five-foot shot, and Spencer lined it up and couldn't knock it down. Steal by Khalifa at the other end. An early Palmer's Metal March steal of the game. And then Texas Tech steals it right back, picks Dallin Hall's pocket. Waterman takes it back, but he is called for the foul. The Palmer's Metal March steal of the game seconds ago from Ali Khalifa, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct, and you save money. And Darion Williams is down holding his left leg. with 16-11 to play till halftime. Red Raiders a 10-point lead at 12-2. And BYU's off to a 1-for-5 shooting start as the Red Raiders are still perfect, 4-for-4 from the floor. Khalifa's going to check out. Fuseni Traore is in. And Pop Isaacs will come back into the game for Darion Williams. He'll limp off, favoring his left leg. And this could be a shake-it-off situation. We'll see. They might sit him down, or will they bring him back to the locker room? They're going to sit him down. So he may not be done for too long.
BYU going to make me lose what hair I have left as they had a 4-on-1. Dallin going to pull up for a 3 there. Just give it up to Spencer. He's wide open, has a layup, and you lose it because you're not knowing who's behind you. You're shooting a 3-point shot. I know it's always great when you hit those threes, but, man, a 4-on-1, take what you got, especially when you're down 10.
Lower left leg, ankle area for Williams you're looking at. Didn't BYU open up 3-for-3 from 3 yesterday? They're 0-for-3 today. 16 minutes to play until halftime. Toussaint on the wing left. Lost Dallin Hall. Jumper from the elbow. There's a miss. The first miss of the and then a steal after Waterman grabbed the rebound. Luckily, it's knocked out of bounds by Texas Tech. The first miss of the day for the Red Raiders. 4-for-5 now from the field. As we take a break, it's all Texas Tech. 12-2. 15:55 to go till halftime. Early on here on quarterfinal day at the Big 12 Championship on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball is brought to you in part by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it at Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. It is the flip side of yesterday's start to the game for BYU. Cougs are up 14-0 against UCF, and Texas Tech leads BYU 12-2 in this one. UCF got back in the game yesterday. We'll see if the Cougars can do the same in this one. Finally got a miss from the Red Raiders. They were 4-for-4 from the floor before the miss a moment ago. Noah Waterman rebounded, had the ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll be BYU basketball as we come back in. The only player to make a shot for BYU so far, Ali Khalifa. He made it inside after missing 2 outside. BYU's 1-for-5 from the field and 0-for-3 from 3.
Yeah, obviously, it hurts to not have Washington for Texas Tech, but it also helps them a little bit because now they've got guys they can switch everything on defense without really any concern, and they're also much quicker. You see a lot of quickness out on the floor for Texas Tech right now, which is difficult to defend. So BYU's got to have to adjust to that. They're used to playing teams with a big 7-footer that you don't have to worry about on the 3-point line, all that. So it's a little bit of an adjustment. I'm sure Texas Tech would love to have Washington. They don't want this, but it's a different look that BYU hasn't seen.
Texas Tech coming into today's game on a 3-game win streak.
Richie and Jackson and Foos getting that check-in that we've seen most of the season at about this time in the game.
So the 3 bench players joining Dallin Hall and Trevin Nell. Dallin's big to-do item right now is avoid that second foul because it changed the game yesterday.
He almost got one, and I think the officials were trying to help him as he was kind of riding a player.
Yeah, it was
to
tough.
The rim.
Yeah, tough to see him get an early foul on this one because 2 fouls brought UCF back into the game, I think, yesterday. So Dallin's got to avoid that second foul and keep the rotation regular here. And then again, if he even does pick it up, I think Mark Pope might look differently on how he treats that second foul because sitting for 10 minutes and 15 seconds yesterday might have been too long, even though BYU won the game.
And he had a little bit of a luxury with the big lead and the cushion that he felt like he could do that.
Good point. Dallin Hall straight away to Foos. The Cougars run it now as they go right to left as we see it and you hear it. I think refs missed a travel on Richie Saunders there. Corner Foos. Foos trying to free some space. Skip passes picked off. And Texas Tech off to the races. Pop Isaacs into Dallin Hall. Bank and miss. Tip is good by Jennings. Jennings, who has scored 8 or fewer in 6 straight games, has 6 already. And it's 14-2. The Red Raiders, their game-high 12-point lead, and BYU's being handled all over the floor right now. Jackson Robinson answers for BYU. 3 right corner, and that's the Cougars' first 3 of the day. The Cougars' first Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. $50 to the American Red Cross from Mountain America. And the Cougars force a turnover on the Texas Tech front end. So BYU down just to 9 now, 14-5 after making their first three. It's BYU basketball 5 minutes in.
Well, on that possession before Jackson's three, they went to Foose on the post. A double immediately came, and Foose tried a cross-court pass that was picked up. If they're going to double, Foose has to be a good passer out of that double.
Richie for three, top of the key, and the Cougs with back-to-back threes make it a six-point game. And that 12-point lead is cut in half just that quickly. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and Richie Saunders makes the three.
Blistering lately from three.
Richie Saunders. Three-pointers now in seven consecutive games. Answer, Texas Tech gets a long two on the other end.
Pop Isaacs, man, he's hot early.
Five for Pop. He got hot against Lubbock and stayed hot at 32, his career high. A post-up for Foose gets to the middle to single-team him, and the jump hook over Jennings. If that's going to be how they play Foose, it could be a big day for Foose inside. BYU makes it a six-point game again, 16-10.
It's weird they didn't send the double because they got a turnover the first time, and they're not going to stop Foose one-on-one.
Isaacs. Whips it to Toussaint, left side. Toussaint, high dribble, kick, drive and kick. Lamar Washington back out to Toussaint on the wing right side. Toussaint with Robinson shading him to the baseline. Gives to Jennings, who floats it and misses it at the rim. Rebound falls to Texas Tech. Dallin stole it away. So BYU into forecourt. Court. BYU can make it a 4 or 3 point game. Richie on the wing left side, up high to Dallin Hall. Dallin left wing, top of the key, Foose. Lets Dallin swing by. Dribbles once, hands off to Richie. Three, a little long and right. Rebounds off to Texas Tech. Red Raiders 16, BYU 10. The Cougs are off to a 4-for-9 shooting start. Texas Tech 6-for-9. BYU 2-of-6 from deep. Runner from Pop is good. Pop Isaacs already 7 in the first 7 minutes. Trevin Nell for three. Quick pull, fire, and miss. Trevin drops BYU to 2-for-7 from deep. Stripe extended left, Toussaint, 18-10, and Jackson Robinson called for a foul out front with 13:07 to play until the break. Cougars had a nice little spurt there to make it a six-point game, but Texas Tech extends the lead. Currently 8. Yeah, BYU got it to 6 on that Richie Saunders 3. Since then, Pop Isaacs, back-to-back jumpers, and we've already seen what Pop can do when he gets going. Curran Walton will check back in for Coach Grant McCasland. The score is 18-10. Red Raiders with 13:07 to play until the break here in Kansas City. Texas Tech 3-0 in the month of March.
I love BYU shooting threes, but those last two were really quick. And if you can get that anytime, just trying to get a better look.
Turnaround jumper, Toussaint, banks and misses, and offensive rebound, Walton flips up and scores it. BYU just got out hustled for the rebound.
Three guys just looking at each other, expecting the other guy to go get that rebound. No
20-10, and Texas Tech is just super aggressive. Knowing they're playing without their rim runner and their shot protector at the basket, they're playing inspired without Warren Washington. And BYU's got to pick up the pace of their game. Be way more alert. Johnson, high, Foose. Foose hands off to Spencer. Spencer, pick and roll, low to Foose. Foose has it knocked out of his hands on his way to the rim. He'll shoot two with 12:29 to play here in half number one. Two shots for Traore. BYU's down 20-10. They were down 12, got it to 6. And then Texas Tech has since reestablished a double-digit cushion. Foose will go to the line for two. Last four games, Foose averaging 15-8. Back in Lubbock, he had 8 points, 8 rebounds. Coming off a double-double, first of the year, 14-10. Yesterday against UCF as Traore makes the free throw. And BYU makes it a single-digit game again, 20-11.
BYU's now getting some misses, but two offensive rebounds, putbacks for Texas Tech. So now you've got the misses, now get the rebound as well.
4-0 second chance points. Foose, 1-for-2. And the rebound to Texas Tech. Lamar Washington down the barrel. Lamar stops and holds high to Pop Isaacs. Isaacs gets into the paint, stops the free throw line. Back door. Robinson stepped in front of Chance McMillan and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Texas Tech basketball.
Nice job recovering from Jackson there to get hand on that back door cut.
Baseline trigger for the Red Raiders. The bounce into Walton. Get right to the rim. Missed it there. Tip is good. That is the sixth second chance point there for Texas Tech. Points 5 and 6. More offensive rebounds hurting BYU.
Really interesting because it's such a small team and they're dominating the boards.
22-11 now, Red Raiders. Foos dribbles out of pressure on a double team. Looks for help. They knock it away, take it away. And then fortunately for BYU, Texas Tech knocks it out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. The Cougs need a timeout here to figure some things out. 22-11, Red Raiders doubling up BYU. Cougs need to settle down, settle in. We'll see what they can do after the break. 11:56 to play till halftime. 22-11, Texas Tech leading BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
The winner of our game will face the winner of Houston and TCU tomorrow. The Horned Frogs and Cougars in Red will tip off at around 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Later on tonight, the evening session will have K-State versus Iowa State and then Cincinnati and Baylor at 7:30. Let's get you back to T-Mobile Center and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Jason, thank you. BYU Basketball presented in part by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. Texas Tech winning the game, winning the hustle stats. 6-0 in second chance points, 10-2 on rebounds, 3-0 on offensive rebounds, 2-1 in steals. The Cougs are maybe a little slow on one end and a little more sped up maybe on the other right now, just trying to find a happy medium.
I just think they're just, it's unusual for this team. They were sniping it a little bit at each other when Foose had nowhere to go with the ball. We don't see that a lot with this team, so they're frustrated. Credit Texas Tech, they've come out with a lot of energy, but they need to find some. They need to find some good momentum kind of to get them going together and coming together again as a team because it's been a struggle early in this one.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs started slowly in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, came back and were fine. The Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid, is sitting about 20 feet over to our right today. He's here to watch his school play Texas Tech here in the quarterfinal round.
He might want to check out Foos for a tight end for Patrick Mahomes. He might be pretty good at that.
Andy Reid sitting alongside Conference Commissioner Brett Yormark at the moment. All right, we come back in. It's BYU basketball. BYU on the floor with Hall, Johnson, Saunders, Waterman, Traore. Noah takes the inbounds pass right wing. High to Dallin Hall. Right wing Dallin. Runs two-man game with Foos. Gets it low to Foos. Quick push shot is up and no. BYU's now 4-for-11 from the field. Texas Tech another rebound. 11-2 on the glass right now. BYU being outboarded. That's not normal for this team. 11:35 to play. Isaacs, runner, off balance. Miss, rebound Saunders. Richie racing it down the barrel. Right wing, Johnson. Straight away, Richie. Left side, Noah. Noah drives from the perimeter to the left post. Terminates out to Saunders. Saunders rifles it high to Hall. Hall fakes right, goes left, pass right, Johnson. Doesn't take the three. Drives, bounces low to Foos. Waits, goes up and scored. No! Travel turnover on BYU number three. Spencer didn't take the open three. Made a nice pass to Foos, and Foos, who had a basket waiting for him, shuffled the feet. Travels turns it over.
A couple turnovers there for Foos, and that's right where you want it for him.
22-11, Texas Tech's led all the way. It was 9-0 before BYU scored. Richie Saunders knocks the ball out of bounds at the far sideline. They say Texas Tech deflected last. It'll stay BYU basketball.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was right off of Richie,
right?
It
was right on our line, Greg. Richie definitely hit it. Maybe they didn't see him hit it with his fingertips.
That went off Richie for sure. I thought maybe a second player touched it, but no. Cougars will take a break there or catch the break. And checking back in is Darion Williams. Again, he left the game early, but it didn't look like something to keep him out too long, and he's shaking it off. So, and they played well without him. And Williams can go off, too. He had a 30-point game a couple of weeks ago. Trey Stewart's going to get a couple of point guard minutes for Dallin Hall. Sits the bench with one foul. Khalif is back in the game as well. Ali opens top of the key. Spencer Johnson misses a three wide left. And BYU is 2-for-8 from deep. And the Cougs have not won a game this year, shooting under 32% from three. And they're at 25 at the moment. Three-pointer right side's an air ball by Pop Isaacs. And Richie Saunders comes down with it, races front court right side. BYU's getting the misses now from Texas Tech. Have to make it work on the other end. Richie misses a runner at the rim and then fouls. A foul of Darion Williams. There's no reason to commit that foul. And It'll be foul number 5 for BYU. It is 2 for Texas Tech. Cougs, Mark, right now are out of sorts.
They're definitely out of sorts. And now what you do is you try to press. You're like, we know we're not playing good. And that was a little bit of a press move from Richie trying to create something on your own. No, just keep running your stuff. This is a long game. You'll have your runs. Just kind of keep Texas Tech in your sights. But now BYU really pressing.
The Cougars are rarely underwater in the assist to turnover number. It's 2 helpers and 3 giveaways at the moment. 22-11. This score is hung at 22-11 here for a while. The Cougars' scoring drought is 2-plus minutes. They're 0 for their last 5. Not making up any ground after Texas Tech begins missing a few shots here. 3 for McMillan is good. Left side. Chance McMillan knocks it down. It's all Red Raiders. 25-11. It's a 14-0 lead. Well, here's the hope that BYU turns the tables on Texas Tech because the Cougars had a 17-point lead in Lubbock, and that's another missed 3. Waterman misses. Rebound Texas Tech. It is 14-4 in rebounds and 25-11 on the scoreboard. So BYU will have to do to the Red Raiders what the Red Raiders did to BYU in Lubbock as Spencer Johnson takes a body check and draws foul number 3 after rebounding a missed jumper. 9:44 to play till halftime. BYU, 3 minutes scoreless. And this they had a 3.5-4 minute scoreless drought in the first half against UCF yesterday.
I'd like to see in a game like this, in a moment like this, I'd like to see Jackson Robinson really kind of take over a game. We haven't seen that a lot from him. This is the time for him to really make a difference.
Jackson Robinson has a 3-pointer in this game, extending to 20 games his 3-point streak. He's on the arc left side, guarded well there by Chance McMillan. Right wing Waterman. Johnson stripe extended right side. Now Ali topside. Ali lets Stewart blow by. Robinson for 3. Good. There it is. Jackson Robinson on Mark's call. Makes it 25-14. 11-point game. Jackson's second 3 and BYU's 3rd. Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer on this day.
Yeah, beautiful. Just using Ali Khalifa. All those screens coming off him and Jackson just pops back for an open 3.
9:09 to go till halftime. Toussaint in 2. Yalaho. Yalaho drives. Runner at the rim missed. Tip no good. Waterman has the rebound. Beware the lurking hands of the Red Raiders. Emily Yalaho is checked in. He has to play because of the absence to Warren Washington. Yalaho, 6'8", 240, the freshman. Ali hands high to Johnson. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it here in half number 1. Trey Stewart right corner. Khalifa right wing. Hands back to Trey. Trey, little push shot. In and out from the right side.
It's actually a really nice shot. Just somehow rims out for Trey.
BYU shooting 31% from the field. 30% from 3. Darion Williams, left side. Hands to Toussaint. Toussaint at the arc. Drops it off behind the back to Yalaho. Yalaho Williams, right wing. Walton, 3. Fouled on it. He'll shoot 3 free throws. He missed it. Ooh. Jackson Robinson closing out and got him. And Texas Tech misses the 3 but can score 3 from the stripe with an 8:14 game clock. It's the Red Raiders by double digits, 25-14.
Really nothing there. I mean, it had no impact on the shot and just kind of came through after it was released. Really unnecessary foul.
Walton has scored 8 or fewer in 4 consecutive games, has 2 already, looking for 3, 4, and 5, and will not get the chance at 3 as he misses the free throw. A 74% free throw shooter is Walton.
Did we see Sellers? Was it Sellers yesterday that missed all 3 on a foul on a 3?
And that was after he'd made 3 in a row in the first half, and that was from a guy shooting 85% from the free throw line, the second made by Walton, so he gets a 3rd of 3. He's 1 for 2 on the first 2. The lead back to 12. The game-high lead for Texas Tech has been 14. BYU has not led in this game. 2 for 3 on the trip, and 27-14, Red Raiders. Again, BYU will need a second half like the kind Texas Tech had against BYU in Lubbock, it would appear. A driving kick from Hall, right corner Waterman, back to Dallin. Dallin stripped out of his hands at 10 feet, ends up in Khalifa's hands, out to Jackson. Will drive it from the perimeter, a little push shot for him is too heavy, and BYU is 5 for 17. And BYU missing all over the floor right now. 1 for the last 9, carry called by referee Jeb Hartness. It'll be a turnover and timeout on the floor. So BYU down 13, 27-14, with 7:44 to play till halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball in the Big 12 plays here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, did you know that when you order groceries through the Smith's app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup and delivery as you do in store? So, however you get ready for game day, you can always save big at Smith's. Texas Tech leads big against BYU. 27-14 is our score. This is the sixth all-time meeting between BYU and Texas Tech. The Cougars hold a 3-2 series advantage. This is the first ever meeting in a neutral site. We're here in Kansas City. So BYU, which trails by 13 as we approach halftime, has won three games this year. BYU's 3-4 when trailing at the break, and the Cougs may trail at the break without a big, big run here in the next seven-plus minutes. We're here in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 Championship. BYU, in its previous quarterfinals of conference tournaments, has a 22-12 record. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside for BYU and Texas Tech. Red Raiders 27 and BYU 14. The Cougars shooting under 30% from the field and shooting at 30% from the three-point line, 3-for-10. Jackson Robinson has two of BYU's threes. Jackson leads BYU with 6 points. He's 2-for-2 from deep and 2-for-3 overall.
The disturbing number for BYU is the rebound, 17-6 in favor of Texas Tech, 4-0 on the offensive boards. And BYU's missed 12 shots, 7 threes, and to not get an offensive rebound with that many opportunities, that many of them being threes, that's not a good effort. That's an effort stat, and BYU has come out a little bit flat. They need to right this ship and right it quick.
And this is a Texas Tech team playing without a guy averaging 7 rebounds and 1.5 block shots per game in Warren Washington. They're much smaller without Washington, but they're playing bigger than BYU.
Yeah, BYU out-rebounds like a team like UCF that's just a walking giants, and now they're struggling with the smaller team in Texas Tech. Go figure.
BYU averages 40 rebounds per game to the opponent's 33. Texas Tech 35 and 34 on their rebound numbers, but they've been boarding it very well. Jackson pull, fire, and miss from three. Offensive rebound, Khalifa misses on the short little stick back. Gets it back again and missed again. But he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. Just not able to get it to the rim on a couple of offensive rebounds. So they finally do get some second-chance opportunities but can't finish on either. So now Ali's got to earn them at the free-throw line. And one of the big challenges, whether fasting or not for Ali, was going to be playing multiple games in multiple days consecutively with his knee soreness. And they've always been trying to get him ready game to game, and misses the free-throw. And BYU is now 1-for-3 at the free-throw line. And then, Ali running out of gas would not be an unusual situation this week with all the challenges he's dealing with.
He's a big load, and it's taxing on those guys to play multiple nights in a row. He does get that second. We did get a couple offensive rebounds there, which I like, and one of the things he'll need to work on in the future is a little better post play, but other than that, he's terrific.
And those are the first two offensive rebounds of the day, and they come in a span of about 2 seconds. 27-15, BYU down 12. Pop Isaacs at the free throw line. Cougars on the comeback trail here. Joe Toussaint runs Hall under the screen, terminates, and hands out to Isaacs with an 8-second shot clock. 7:05 game clock. Red Raiders up a dozen. Isaacs, step back, corner three, got it. That looked like Darius Johnson yesterday.
Well, he knew he had Khalifa on him, so he measured him, and it's still a tough shot, but man.
That's a really tough shot. He's got 10 already. Nell to answer, that's in and out. BYU 3-for-12 from deep, and Trevin Nell, he's going to come out of his funk at some point.
Nice.
A block shot of Waterman as driving it to the rim was Lamar Washington. And somehow the Red Raiders end up with the ball and make the three on the reset. Kerwin Walton straight away. Mark, what happened there? Because BYU had the rebound.
They had three players and a BYU player. I think it was Khalifa, tipped it right into the hands of Texas Tech. Killer. Just a killer.
Timeout, Mark Pope. So Trevin Nell misses a three. At the other end, Waterman blocks a shot, and it ends up right back in the hands of Kerwin Walton, who knocks down the three, and BYU's down 18 for the first time today, 33-15. So it's the opposite of yesterday. It's the opposite of the game in Lubbock to this point. Stay right here in the 30-second timeout. Mark Pope calls it. Texas Tech has a use-it-or-lose-it timeout at its disposal here in the first half. 6:27 to go, and the Red Raiders dominating BYU in every way right now. Out-shooting BYU 52-25%. From the arc, 71-25%. From the stripe, 80-50%. Rebounds, plus 11, 19-8. 5 assists, 4 turnovers for the Red Raiders. 3 assists, 3 turnovers for BYU. Second chance points, 9-1, Red Raiders. Paint points, 8-4, Red Raiders. And the Cougars are down big. Their biggest deficit of the day at 33-15.
Yeah, you have to give credit to Texas Tech. They've come out with a lot of fire and something to prove here, knowing they had a man down and getting all the hustle-type stats and shooting the heck out of the ball. 5-for-7 from three.
BYU in forecourt, 6:20 to play till halftime. This is an energized Texas Tech team just feeding on both ends of the floor right now. And that step-back three a moment ago from Pop Isaacs in the right corner. At BYU saw Darius Johnson go for 32 yesterday. Isaacs is already sitting at 10 here in the first half. Hall whips a pass to an open Noah Waterman. Waited a little too long, got tied up, and it'll be BYU on the arrow. Cougs will keep possession on the jump ball, but Waterman was just swarmed under as soon as he received that nice pass from Dallin Hall beneath the bucket.
Dallin was just a second late as Waterman was wide open, and by the time he did pass it, it allowed the defense to recover.
Robinson sends into Waterman, three-point line left. Now Foose sees a double out to Waterman, who's open. Hall will drive it, get right to the rim, miss it in tight. Another rebound to Texas Tech. Richie Saunders ties up. This one will go to the Red Raiders on the arrow. 6:03 to go, and BYU's missing in every possible way right now, Mark. At the rim, runners, threes. 5-for-21 shooting for BYU right now. They were so hot to begin the UCF game and just have not found any kind of offensive rhythm yet here in half number one. Plenty of time left, but the Cougars are shooting 24% from the field right now. 5:50 to play till halftime. It's a long game, and again, being down 18 shouldn't scare anybody in the Big 12 at this point. McMillan step back three, top of the key. He missed it, and an offensive foul is called on the play. So it's a turnover for the Red Raiders. It'll be their sixth. Team fouls are even now six apiece, so we'll see single bonus on the next foul both ways, and BYU takes it back. So, Mark, what do you think? 5:44 to go till halftime. Try to get it to 10 by the break, maybe?
Oh, that would be fantastic. If you any kind of eating into this lead, I think will give you some momentum and just live to fight the second half.
BYU, I can't believe this, one for the last 13 shooting. Just haven't seen that kind of performance from BYU this year. Robinson stops mid-alley left. Skip pass right. Flat miss by Waterman from three. Offensive rebound, Richie Saunders, however. A reset to Jackson. Jackson down the base right. Terminates on the right block. Dallin Hall will jump into coverage. Miss a jumper at the window. Loose ball foul against BYU. 1-1 the other way for Texas Tech. BYU now 5-for-23 from the field. 21.7% shooting. Mark, this is a really good offensive team that is having one of its worst possible starts to a game that we've called this year.
BYU struggles with that little, like, 6-7-8-footer where it's not a layup, but it's not a 15-footer. They get a lot of those and just don't have very good touch on those.
Free throw good by Emily Alajo. And Texas Tech extends the lead to 19. This could be a 20-point cushion here in the first half. BYU for the season shoots 47%. They're at 21.7 right now. They're shooting 35 from the arc. They're at 23.1 right now. Yalaho goes 1-for-2, and the rebound, Texas Tech. Oh, it's been that kind of first half. 34-15, Red Raiders. The rebound's now 22-9. Walton straight away, Washington. Lamar Washington drives, shows it. Pirouettes out to Kerwin for three. It's good again. 22-point lead. 37-15. Red Raiders running away. Jackson Robinson tried to answer from three NBA distance. No, he missed it. And then a foul on Richie Saunders. 1-1 the other way again. Here we go. Back to the free throw line. 37-18 Red Raiders. And, well, the Cougars will need to come back of the likes they've not had this year if they're going to win this game. They've not been down like this and won a game all year. 22-point deficit. 37-15. Everything BYU did to UCF early, Texas Tech has done to BYU and then some a day later. 5-for-24 is BYU shooting right now at 21%. The numbers, 0 for the last 9, 1 for the last 16, scoring drought of almost 3 minutes, second 3-minute scoring drought here in the first half, and Texas Tech, 10-0 run, 12-1 will stay at 10-0 and 12-1 a free throw miss by Kerwin Walton. He's 2 for 4 at the line. BYU on the rebound. All right, you got 4:40 to make a little push here before halftime. BYU's down 22. Dallin Hall jumps a pass to the right corner, and Jackson Robinson stepped out of bounds. With it, turnover, BYU number 4 on the day. The Cougars still only at 3 assists, Mark, and this is a BYU team averaging 19 assists per game.
I did not see this coming. This is nothing like the team we've seen the last few weeks. They are really struggling. We haven't seen this kind of game all year for BYU, and tough time for it to happen today.
Ali Khalif is on the bench and kind of breathing heavily, and this may not be a day for him. It's just a tough situation all around right now for Khalifa and the Cougars by extension. McMillan, left wing, straight away to Pop. Double figures first half. Walton double figures first half. And Walton had not been scoring the ball well of late. Pop missing a three. Johnson the rebound. Johnson bounces ahead to Waterman. BYU racing to front court left side. Under 4 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Foose on a post up. He sees a double. Dallin Hall open three. Missed it. Rebound. Waterman. Reset. Robinson. Three. Right side. In and out. Rebound. Yalaho knocks it out of bounds. BYU is now under 20% shooting here in the first half. 5 for 26, 19.2%. 3 for 16, 18.8%. Those numbers make it tough to compete, and BYU's not competitive early. 37-15, Red Raiders, 22-point lead. Taking a break, final media timeout of half number one. Can the Cougars make a little push here before the break and try to make things interesting for half number two? Come back with us and find out. 3:43 to go till halftime. Texas Tech 37, BYU 15 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, they know how to do barbecue in Kansas City, no doubt about that. But you know who else knows barbecue? Bam Bam's. Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. And a lot of meat left on the bone for BYU if they want to win this one. 37-15, Texas Tech leads the Cougars by 22. As BYU's offensive woes have led them into a second scoring drought of 3-plus minutes here in the first half. This one's 3:45 and counting. And speaking of counting, we're counting the misses. A BYU team this skilled offensively, going 1 for its last 18 from the field, Mark, I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, it's disastrous performance so far. Now, I mean, obviously you want to come back and win this, and that's not out of the realm of possibility, but you also want to make sure you're not getting just drilled off the court. And you know, get it down about 10 points, even if you lose this game, so people aren't looking at this game going, whoa, this is not a good look for BYU. You want to have some confidence, obviously, going into next week. So, obviously, you're trying to win this game, but you're also trying to get a little bit of respectability because Texas Tech is putting it on the Cougars right now.
So, 1 for the last 16, including 10 three-point misses. Dallin Hall baseline send in to Spencer Johnson right side. 15-second shot clock, 3:40 on the game clock. Just getting it under 20, maybe even to the 15 range might feel like a mission accomplished here before halftime.
And that's doable. 15, 16, it happens all the time.
Dallin Hall drives the end line, will float it from there and miss it short.
It's that little 7-8 footer that he and Spencer and Trevin struggle with.
1 for the last 17 from the field. Make it 1 for the last 19, beg your pardon. 1 for the last 19, 0 for the last 12. Darion Williams, base right. BYU scoreless in 4.5 minutes. Skip pass. Kerwin Walton, 3. Nope. Foose has the rebound. Texas Tech still shooting above 50%, or at 50% here in the first half. Foose hands off to Spencer Johns. Takes a body check, not called. They collapse on Spencer. Turnaround jumper. Yes!
There it is.
So BYU ends a drought of 0 for 12. With a mid-range shot, makes it a 20-point game, 37-17. Well,
it's the first bucket, Greg, I'm sorry, of Dallin, Spencer, Trevin, Noah. The four of your starters, that's the first bucket.
And it comes with 2.5 to go here in the first half. Hopefully the comeback effort is underway after ending that drought of 12 consecutive misses. The runner by Pop is no good. Rebound BYU. Here we go. Spencer Johnson has Pop Isaac behind him. Didn't see him. Picked it off. 2-on-1. Pop for three. Oh, man, he scores it. Spencer Johnson had no idea Pop Isaacs was behind the play, and Pop just said, I'm going to take this ball away, gets it back off a pass, and makes the three. Isn't that the first half for you right there? 40-17.
You just have to know when a guy's coming behind you.
Johnson fouled on a long, rather Robinson fouled on a long two. He'll shoot. Pop Isaacs just picks up where he left off against BYU. 32 in Lubbock, and he's got 13 here in the first half against BYU. And the Cougs have seen some individuals just go off in the latter part. Well, not latter. It's really all season long. You can pick different players who've just gotten incandescent in games, and they're tough to turn off. And Pop Isaacs starts this game in tremendous fashion. His team's lead's now 23 for the first time. Robinson tries to score two from the free throw line. Under two to go till halftime, 158. And Robinson makes the free throw. Jackson's so good at the free throw line, 90% on the year for Jackson Robinson. That's now 54 for 60 at the stripe this season. And, Mark, that was a startling stat you gave a moment ago about the scoring for BYU. That was the first starting guard point that Spencer Johnson scored on the jumper, and you include Noah Waterman there. So the only starter to have scored before that was Ali, and Ali scored pretty early. The Cougs have two field goals from starters and six field goals for the game. BYU is 6 for 28, while Texas Tech is 14 for 28. As the Cougs trail by 22, 40-18. Grant McCaslin calls the use it or lose it timeout, so they're in a 30-second break for that, as Jackson Robinson looks to make it a 21-point game from the free throw line. Just under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. The Cougars, one for the last 13, and again, 21% for the game so far, under 20 from three, and the Cougars have not won a game all year. They are winless when they shoot under 32% from the three-point line, and BYU is considerably under that number right now at 18.6.
And you mentioned Ali had scored, but that starting five only with 5 points at this point in the game. You're playing against really good basketball teams. You just have to have more production from your starters.
And BYU's calling card is depth and production from up and down the lineup. You know, yesterday was the example of it. You know, eight guys score between 8 and 13 points, yeah. 8 and 14 points.
It was beautifully done yesterday. Not so much, but now BYU with some pressure got a good double team. And
then Dallin Hall gets hurt behind the play, took an elbow in the face, and they're going to go to the monitor. This. The officials saw it. So
let's
go back a second. Robinson made the second free throw to make it 40-19, and then on the inbound, BYU in full court press, and running through a triple, Texas Tech was coming up floor, and Dallin Hall got hit in the face as Toussaint was on a backswing, caught Dallin in the lower part of the face or maybe even up around the eye. He's okay. He's coming off the floor with trainer Rob Ramos, but Jerry Pollard said we're going to go right to the monitor on this when he saw Dallin Hall hit the deck. So 40-19, BYU's deficit 21.
I think it should have definitely been a foul called, but no whistle was made. They're just going to look at this, and it's hard for me at this point. I don't know what's flagrant, what's not anymore. But Dallin certainly was hit in the face as his arm went through and went high and caught him with the palm of his hand and then actually grabbed his jersey. So should have been a foul, but is it a flagrant is the question.
Okay, BYU's down 21 right now. Mark, can you remember the two games this year in which BYU trailed by double digits at halftime? Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
Oklahoma was one
State.
Of them. Minus 15. BYU's down 15 at the break and never led in that game. Lost the game in Stillwater. The other one is good news. The other one was a better outcome.
Kansas.
TCU at home. Oh. TCU led by
That's
17.
Right. Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's maybe look at 17 as the target number right now, because BYU was down 17 against TCU. Came back to win that game at the Marriott Center. And granted, that was a home court inspired victory, I think, in Provo. But 17, BYU erased for a win over Texas, TCU. And by the way, they erased the 17 and one going away. So, you know, they've certainly proven they can have very explosive second halves. And they'll certainly need one here today to have a shot. But at right now, it's pacing to be the largest halftime deficit of the year for BYU. If the Cougs can't get it closer than 17, and right now it's 21. So 1:53 to go. They've gone to the monitor, Mark, and they said?
Flagrant one. Dallin Hall will shoot. It's two.
So Dallin to the line. This is a way to help cut into that deficit. Clock stopped, and two free throws for Hall. And a make. And TCU was going the other way. when Dallin hit the deck, and so 20-point game, 40-20. Again, keep that target number of 17 in mind, shall we, that the Cougs have come back from down 17 at halftime to win a game this year. They're down 19 now, 40-21.
BYU has an excellent initial press on the inbound pass, a double. They do a good job there, and it basically worked as a turnover there for there, and two free throws and possession here.
I think the saying goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a flagrant one. And the Cougars got it, and the two free throws. Waterman for three. No, he airmails it off the foot of Dallin Hall, out of bounds, I think.
Yeah, that's off Dallin. They're talking about
it. Oh, yeah. Yep, they called it Texas Tech. Oh, well. Noah didn't read the script on that one. You make the three after you make the two free throws. And you make it a five-point possession.
Texas Tech certainly read that script. That's been their M.O. tonight.
And that was an air ball long from Waterman. He's still scoreless. And Noah, his scoring has really struggled late in the season. Skip pass from Williams, left wing. Nice pick off there by Jackson Robinson. BYU's off running. 5-on-2. Jackson to the rim. No tip. Yes, Waterman!
There you go.
That's no struggle to get up and tip it in. Noah, his first bucket, and hey, it's 17. There's the number. 40-23, and the Cougar fans, finally something to cheer about. 1:10 to play here in the first half. Cougars on the comeback trail. Pop Isaacs turned it over through the legs of Fuseni Traore, and wow. Let's see what BYU can do here in the final 64 seconds. Wouldn't it be something if they can get this thing under 15 at the break? Because it'd feel like you're right there, Mark.
Absolutely. Given this conference and how many times it happens, you think we got a great chance.
All right. Here we go. Dallin Hall, left wing. And we've seen so many Big 12 teams for and against BYU either race or get two and lose big leads all the time this season. Dallin Hall jumps it low to Foose. Foose to the cutter. Waterman. And what do we have? Noah drives and dunks, but they say Foose fouled.
Travel on Foose.
Travel to Foose. Another turnover for Traore.
Sometimes when he gets it like 10 feet, there's some space in between him and his defender, and he shuffles his feet.
And that would have been an easy two for BYU. Would have made it a 15-point game. 40 seconds to go. Texas Tech could go 2-for-1 here. 35 seconds on the game clock. They will not go 2-for-1. BYU should get the final shot of the first half if they want to play it that way. Skip pass to Walton. Bobbled, but collected on the near sideline.
Pop wants a clear out.
Pop gets past Johnson into an overhaul and scores the finger roll for a 19-point lead, 42-23. BYU with 10 seconds to go. Trails it by 19. Dallin Hall, slow bounce, front court left side. Pop with 15 here in the first half. Wide open three for Robinson to end the half, and he missed it. The tip, follow, missed. And BYU has two misses on the final possession. 19-point deficit for the Cougars at halftime. Well, largest halftime deficit of the year comes for BYU here in Kansas City. Can they come back from down 19 in the second half? We'll find out. 42-23 Red Raiders on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.